Down an old dirt road in Okefeskee County, Oklahoma, is a gravel turnout that bends in a half circle right by a stand of trees. Underneath them is a glorious patch of giant clovers. In shade, the clovers are emerald and shamrock, in sun, lime and pear. This is where Laura and L.D. Nelson were buried. The 27-year-old mother and her 12-year-old son were lynched just west of Okemah, Oklahoma, on May 25, 1911. Nobody claimed their bodies, and they were laid to rest in unmarked graves in Greenleaf Cemetery. Laura's grave is somewhere in that field. I went to Greenleaf because for the last year or so, I've been thinking of launching a crowdsource funding campaign to raise money for tombstones to help venerate the mother and her son. But after making the trek to the cemetery, I realized that Laura and LD are long gone. They are not in this remote graveyard. In fact, they were gone before their broken bones were folded into the earth. Gone long before the trees grew up and formed lace shadows. Gone, these immortal, beloved souls. The humble graveyard is located behind an old Indian Baptist church, which sits on a small compound of 6 or 7 dilapidated structures. There are no pretty arches or ironwork there. No beautiful bent wire scrolling out the name Greenleaf, just graves in disarray and tombstones surrounded by faded fake flowers and weeds. Some gravesites have short houses with gabled roofs built over them. They're called grave shelters or spirit houses and are a cultural practice among Native Americans. Some graves are marked with sandstone rocks. Whatever names or epitaphs were carved into them were withered away decades ago by the Oklahoma wind. I went to the cemetery in late spring. The blue-eyed grass and purple poppy mallows, some call them wine cups, bloomed in the graveyard. White clover, too. The field was such a sad vintage, so remote, I felt like I had trespassed. As I made my way back to State Highways 56 and 48, and then finally turned on to Interstate 40, I felt the souls of the departed waving across the Oklahoma fields. They reminded me of the suffering that is all around us. The very rocks that form the earth cry out. They express what we've repressed. There are people suffering today just as much as Laura and L.D. Nelson suffered. Realizing this helps me let them go, even as their bones wither in unmarked graves. They aren't there, and their graves don't matter to them, and they never did. Meanwhile, there are people all around us in need of hope and light, peace and prayer. The soul of Laura Nelson understands this, and she soars overhead with everlasting life and cries out with these ancient rocks, "Suffer the little children to come unto me." Children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? This is Jennifer James McCollum for Gen X.